Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us for our lesson today. So we're Studio Classroom on the Air in the clouds here. Wouldn't it be cool to take Studio Classroom to space? Where would you travel if you could travel to space? To another planet like Mars or Jupiter? To the sun maybe? Or another star many light years away? Or how about a trip to the International Space Station? It may not be the most exciting place to travel in space, but it certainly is the closest and probably the most comfortable. And I'm sure we would all find it a very unique experience. Today we'll learn about what sustains the ISS, or the International Space Station, as well as what ISS members can do in zero gravity. Well, that sounds like fun. You know what else sounds like fun? Learning some English. Come on, let's go.
The International Space Station. Two decades of international cooperation in space. 20 years ago, something amazing happened. Setting politics aside, 15 nations worked together on a space project known as the International Space Station, ISS. Starting in 1998, more than 40 missions were carried out to assemble the present ISS, which weighs more than 400 metric tons. The participating countries, represented by 5 space agencies, are responsible for maintaining the equipment they provided for the project. Russia and the United States are perhaps the most active participants, but every member plays an important role in sustaining the ISS.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 cooperation 这个不可数名词 ,co 这个字首有共同的意思。Operation 是指运作，所以 cooperation 就是指合作或协力。例如 ,this project was accomplished in cooperation with a German company. 这个计划案是与一家德国公司共同合作完成的。或者是 ,there's need for more cooperation between our marketing and sales departments.我们的行销以及业务部门之间需要更多的协力合作。它的动词是 cooperate,C-O-O-P-E-R-A-T-E。例如 ,the suspect refused to cooperate with the police。这名嫌犯拒绝与警方合作。接下来我们看 metric 这个形容词。metric 是指公制的。例如 ,all the measurements in our plans are in metric form。我们的图表所有的计算单位都是公制的。或者是 the products in our catalog are listed in metric sizes. 我们目录里的产品都是以公制的尺寸列出。或如果是英制的话是用帝国的 imperial, I-M-P-E-R-I-A-L 这个形容词。例如 the chapter is about how to convert from imperial to metric measurements. 这一章是在教如何把英制换成公制的计算单位。
Here we are, ready to pick up the international garbage.
Wait, no, Gabe, we're not garbage people.
Oh.
We're not garbage collectors.
Ah, we're astronauts.
Yes, and this is like a dream come true because as a kid, I used to want to be an astronaut. Who knew that I was going to have that opportunity right here at Studio Classroom, but...I never leave the studio.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Rebecca.
Yeah?
Your space suit's too long.
Hey, well, at least it keeps my feet warm. But look at your helmet. Your helmet's too small and it's too colorful. You need a nice helmet like this one.
Well, I have to admit, I'm an astronaut in training. I'm not there yet, so this is my training helmet.
Well, someday you're going to get a nice big helmet like this. This is the one the professionals wear.
Exactly. They wear nice big scooter helmets into space. Well, hey, speaking of space, are you ready to go to the International Space Station?
Well, I don't think we're actually going to go there, but I'm ready to talk about it.
All right. Actually, this is very interesting. I've learned a lot from just looking at our lesson today. Friends, I know you're going to learn a lot as well. So get your thinking caps on, and let's begin. Rebecca, how does our lesson begin?
To the International Space Station, 2 decades of international cooperation in space. 20 years ago, something amazing happened. Setting politics aside, 15 nations worked together on a space project known as the International Space Station, ISS. Now, you see those words, to set something aside. Let's talk about those words.
All right, setting politics aside, right? To set something aside. That means not to focus on that thing, or not to let that thing become an issue or a problem that influences the other things you need to do.
Exactly. And of course, you can replace the word politics with other words.
Like what?
Like culture. Setting cultures aside, Ray and William were able to work together to write a book.
Well, okay.
That is if, you know, they're from two different cultures.
And if those cultures made them get in conflict with each other. Because sometimes cultures can help each other, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
But sometimes when you're from two different cultures, you have two different ways of thinking. One person wants to write a book one way. Someone else wants to write about something else. So setting those cultural ways of thinking aside, you know, these two people were able to come together, come to agreements on how to write the book, and they did it.
And in our lesson, we're talking about how people set politics aside. And this is an important point because there's so many different countries involved in the International Space Station, right? And as you know, if you've read any news recently or any time, countries are at odds with each other, right? There are a lot of conflicts. And so people have to set politics aside to work together on the International Space Station, or the ISS.
Well, let's move on to the next sentence. Starting in 1998, more than 40 missions were carried out to assemble the present ISS, which weighs more than 400 metric tons. That's really, really heavy.
Well, let's talk about that phrase, to carry something out, okay? This means to accomplish something. It means to go all the way to the end and succeed.
And this actually reminds me of Studio Classroom. You know, many years ago, Doris had a vision to start an English teaching company. Mm-hmm. However, it required many people to come along and help her out to carry out this vision.
That's right. So a lot of people were involved to carry out all of the missions for the International Space Station. Let's go to the next paragraph. The participating countries, the countries that were involved, represented 5 space agencies. They're responsible for maintaining the equipment they provided for the project. Okay, so that means that if one country provided some equipment, they are the ones responsible for maintaining that equipment.
And we read, Russia and the United States are perhaps the most active participants, but every member plays an important role in sustaining the ISS. Now, we see the word sustaining here. We want to talk about the word to sustain.
That's right. If you're sustaining something, if you are doing this, that means you're keeping something in existence, or you're allowing it to continue to work the way that it should.
And of course, when I hear the word sustain, it reminds me of water and food. You need water and food in order to sustain you.
Well, Rebecca, I have a question for you. Do we have an info cloud today?
Oh, my goodness, Gabe, that is a no-brainer.
Well, then let's go to
the info cloud.
Welcome to Info Cloud, friends. Today, I think I would like to get to know my co-host a little bit better. Carolyn, can you tell me a little bit more about why you decided to live in Taiwan?
Well, Rex, after finishing my first year of English teaching here, staying in Taiwan was a no-brainer. I loved the people, the language, and the culture.
Ah, a no-brainer. In English, whenever we have to make a decision that seems so natural or doesn't involve any thinking, we call it a no-brainer.
Now, you are probably familiar with the prefix non. When you see non before a word, it changes the original word's meaning to the opposite meaning.
If something is an issue, it means that it could be a problem. If something is a non-issue, it means it isn't a problem or worth thinking about.
But we don't say non-brainer. And actually, there is no such thing as a brainer. So the word no-brainer is a little special. No-brainer just means that you don't have to think about something.
Just like it was a no-brainer for me to come and teach with Carolyn on InfoCloud.
Thanks, Rex. It's a pleasure to teach with you, too.
在生活中，我们有时候必须做一些困难的抉择 ,difficult decisions, 但也有一些是连想也不用想就可以做的决定。例如，有许多人到美国读书，自然而然就留在那边生活。这样的决定通常是一个 no-brainer。不过对于 Carolyn 来说，当初她获得全额奖学金到台湾读书，后来选择留在台湾，对她来说，这才是个 no-brainer。不需要经过大脑思考就能够做的决定。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
So as an astronaut in training, it's very important for you, Gabe, to know what it's like or what it feels like to be in space. Are you ready for this adventure?
What adventure?
Okay, here it goes. Boing!
Whoa! I'm feeling weightless.
Uh-huh.
Rebecca!
Uh-huh.
Is this what it feels like to be in space?
Yes, it's working.
Hold
on. Okay, time's up. Boing!
Ow!
That's why you have your training helmet on. Okay, friends, let's get back to our lesson.
You try.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Boing.
That doesn't work for me.
The International Space Station. Throughout the years, more than 200 people have visited the ISS. Since 2000, crews have ranged from 3 to 6 members. But what exactly do they do other than float around in zero gravity? They perform experiments that aren't possible to do on Earth. Many of these experiments aim to make advancements in human medicine, while others focus on science and space discoveries. The ISS is currently home to 6 crew members and 150 ongoing experiments. With so many experiments underway, who knows what will be discovered?
OK, 继续我们看 gravity 这个不可数名词 ,grav 这个字根有沉重的意思。所以 gravity 在这里是指地心引力或万有引力。例如 ,Newton discovered the laws of gravity and thus changed the history of science. 牛顿发现了万有引力定律从此改变了科学的历史。或者是 the gravity on the moon is 1/6 that of Earth's, so astronauts need special gear to walk on the moon.月亮的地心引力是地球的六分之一，所以太空人要穿特殊装备才能够在月球上行走。最后我们看的是 underway 这个惯用语。underway 是指进行中的，例如 the renovation of the school building is already underway， 学校校舍的整修已经在进行中。或者是 don't worry， preparations for the wedding are well underway， it will be perfect。不用担心，婚礼的筹备已经万事俱全，一切都会超完美的。Underway 如果 连在一起的话可以当形容词，表示正在进行的或正在发生的。例如 The Cannes Film Festival gets underway beginning May 9th. 坎城影展5月9号即将展开。And now let's get back to our teachers.
That was so cool, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
That feeling like you're floating in space.
Oh, right. I know. It's really, really cool. Someday you might actually be able to go to space.
We have to go to the International Space Station. We just have to save up a little bit of money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And then we can go.
Exactly. Well, our lesson says throughout the years, more than 200 people have visited the ISS. So you might be, you might make it 201.
Rebecca, we could make it 202. Come on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. More than 202 people. Since 2000, crews have ranged from 3 to 6 members. But what exactly do they do other than float around in zero gravity?
That is a good question. Of course, astronauts are sent to space. They're scientists. What do they do besides float around up there? Well, of course, they have many assignments, a lot of missions, right? And I love this picture because you can kind of see in the background, they've posted those stickers or something on the wall that says exactly how fast the International Space Station is traveling. That is very fast. 28,000 kilometers per hour.
Oh, that's pretty fast.
That would be breaking the speed limit, Rebecca.
No kidding.
Yeah, don't drive that fast on the road.
Okay, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah.
Now, of course, here on the screen, you see this word zero gravity. Now, let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, zero gravity. That's exactly what I was doing earlier. I was floating around in space because there was zero gravity, right? That's the idea of being weightless. There's no gravitational field.
Okay, Gabe, are you ready to experience zero gravity?
Again?
Boing!
Yes! Yes! Yeah, so cool! Oh, this is exciting. How awesome. Rebecca, would you like to join me for a spot of tea?
Boing!
Well, Rebecca,
are you okay, Gabe?
You need to prepare me before you do that.
Well, it looked like you were having a little bit too much fun with zero gravity.
Am I not allowed to have fun here in the studio?
Well, of course you can have fun, but you were getting a little cocky,
right.
Arrogant.
Okay, well, Rebecca, maybe later you can experience zero gravity as well.
Maybe. Okay, so friends, that is zero gravity. I think you understand. Let's move on. So what exactly do these people do other than float around? They perform experiments that aren't possible to do on Earth. Many of these experiments aim to make advancements in human medicine.
Well, before we move on, let's take a look at that phrase, to make an advancement. Okay, that means you're making progress in some way. You're advancing. You are improving. Especially, you're improving a kind of technology or a field. Maybe scientists are trying to make advancements in science.
And you could also say that technology has made a lot of advancements over the last several years, which could possibly lead to the discovery or the development of a flying car.
Hey, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the rise.
Oh, it is.
That's true. So what else is making advancements, friends? You can use this phrase to talk about a lot of things. But here in our lesson, many of these experiments aim, their goal is to make advancements in human medicine, while others focus on science and space discoveries. And like we read, a lot of these experiments are not possible to do on Earth. They need to be done maybe only in zero gravity.
And we read the ISS is currently home to 6 crew members, so 6 crew members live there,
mm-hmm.
and 150 ongoing experiments. Now, we see that word ongoing. What's that all about?
Okay, this is a great word, an ongoing experiment. If something is ongoing, that means it doesn't stop. It doesn't really have an end, right? It is continuing because they're still trying to find out and discover new things. So it's an ongoing experiment.
So we can use this word to talk about experiments, or we can use this word to talk about different classes. For example, at church, mm-hmm. there are several ongoing Bible studies and ongoing classes, so you can join any time.
All right, so friends, think of another way to use that word. But right now it is time for us to review today's lesson with a fun review skit.
Well, sure, little guy. Let's see. 20 years ago, something amazing happened.
Really? What?
Well, setting politics aside, 15 nations worked together on a space project.
Wow! International cooperation? Oh, that is a surprise.
Well, anyway, the project was known as the International Space Station.
Was it called ISS?
Yeah, how did you know?
Earth people use letters for everything.
True. Well, anyway, more than 40 missions were carried out to assemble the International Space Station.
That's a lot of missions. Who keeps it going today?
Well, every member plays an important role in sustaining the ISS.
Does anyone ever visit the International Space Station?
Well, sure. Throughout the years, more than 200 people have visited the ISS. Crews range from 3 to 6 members.
Whoa! What exactly do they do, other than float around in zero gravity?
Well, they perform experiments that aren't possible to do on Earth.
Oh, like what?
Well, experiments in medicine, science, and space discoveries.
Wow! So, is there anybody there now?
Yeah! 6 crew members with 150 experiments underway. Who knows what they will discover?
Whoa! That is a wonderful story, but is it true?
Yes! Earth people can build a space station.
I know! But can they work together?
Very funny.
Now it's your turn to experience zero gravity, Rebecca.
Okay, I'm
and
ready.
My turn to go boing.
Whoa.
Yep, yep.
Oh, this is great.
Isn't that
look
an
at me?
Awesome
oh,
feeling, Rebecca?
Yes, whoa.
Mm-hmm. So cool. She's in zero gravity right now, and now it's my turn to put this thing to an end. Boing.
Oh, wait. This is great. Oh, look at me. I'm flying.
Boing.
I'm flying.
Oh, no. It's broken. Oh, man. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.